A federal judge has ordered improvements at an immigration facility in Broadview, Illinois, near Chicago, after detainees sued. U.S. District Judge Robert Gettleman criticized the conditions as unnecessarily cruel.
The conditions at the Broadview ICE facility were unconstitutional, disgusting, and were unacceptable.
Alexa Van Brunt is with the MacArthur Justice Center. She spoke to reporters.
He has issued a TRO that has multiple provisions requiring the defendants to fix this condition immediately. People need to be held in places with actual beds and a mat, and they have to have sufficient places to sleep. They can't be sleeping by overflowing toilets anymore.
In another Chicago courtroom Wednesday, a deposition by senior Border Patrol official Greg Bovino was brought into evidence during a preliminary injunction in a lawsuit filed by plaintiffs who say agents in Broadview have been too forceful. Bovino defended the use of force by agents, including himself, accused of using pepper balls, tear gas, and other tactics against protesters and reporters. I'm Jennifer King.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.